Hola, hola. This is your boy Tico Trin. This podcast is pretty much going to be episode three, season one, still on conservative women versus liberal women. Unfortunately, this one's going to encompass both sides of the spectrum on this one. But yeah, things that I've always had a problem with since being in the United States, I've always noticed that women in general tend to always, because they're used to things being a certain way or being things being of a certain way or being able to stick things in nice little neat boxes, they have this habit of wanting to stick, you know, because I'm a minority and I'm a person of color, but I'm from Latin America, they have this habit of wanting to stick me in the black box. The problem with that, though, is when they do so, they realize very quickly that I really don't fit in the black box, and they get puzzled. And they don't understand why I don't respond or act a certain way because I'm Afro-Latino. I'm not African-American. There's a big difference. That's the reason why I don't respond in the way you expect me to. If you had an open mind, you would realize that very quickly. Unfortunately, they tend not to, which really sucks. But yeah, it's just simple things that white women do on the regular fucking basis that are like low-key stereotypical shit that they'll do. Like, if I'm invited over to the house, they'll make chicken. And they'll find out very quickly that I don't like chicken. And then they'll look at me, scratching their head, trying to figure out why I don't like chicken. Like, I don't understand why you don't like chicken. And it's gotten to the point now where if I say I don't like chicken, they'll have this puzzled look on their face. I go, yeah, I know. A nigga who don't like chicken. Wow, shocking. Caught you off guard, didn't I? And it's just shit like that that bothers me when it comes to women. Because, like, I've noticed it's mainly just women who do this shit on a regular basis. Like, I've yet to see a white guy or go to a white guy's house and he was serving chicken and then his mind was blown by the fact that I don't like chicken. Well, I've never been to a white guy's house and he's actually made chicken, period, but Guys tend to be more when it comes to stereotypes, white guys tend to be more sensitive about that. So they don't tend to cross lines, whereas white women, or women in general in America, will cross those lines and then be shocked that you don't like something because they're so used to a stereotype, which actually kind of agitates me. And then they want to be upset with me because I don't like something. Like, no, you shouldn't have made this shit. You should have made something else. Can't get mad at me because you fucked up. You made the dinner. Don't get mad at me because I don't like chicken. And you're shocked now that I don't like chicken and it bothers you. That is the problem I've always had with women in the Western world. They'll do shit like invite me over and then make chicken, or, you know, do something, invite me over and have watermelon or some shit like that. It's just simple shit like that that, you know, that bothers me. But I let go. But then their mind is like totally blown that I don't like either of the shit. I don't know, I guess it's just a learning curve for women when it comes down to it, once you think about it. But it always bothered me. And it is quite annoying after a while. It gets very annoying after a while when it comes down to it. I Adios, Pinchos. I mean, adios, Pinchos.